An ancient fable states that Jupiter has given us two sacks to carry. One sack, which is filled with our own faults, is slung across our back, while the other sack, heavy with the faults of others, is tied around our necks. This is the reason why we are blind to our own bad habits, but still quick to criticize others for their mistakes. In ancient Rome, these fables were actually very common, and often used to enhance the meanings of other texts. Even Catullus references this fable in his poem 22, when he explains his own literary aesthetics through a rather harsh literary criticism of the poet Sophanus. Now, Sophanus is only ever mentioned in Catullus's poems 14, 19, and 22, but is otherwise forgotten, so we have no known surviving works of his, but we do know that he was a poet of the old or Indian tradition. This order wrote mostly epic poetry that concerned very lofty themes. Catullus actually references this archaic style by using the Greek word for poetry, poema, instead of the Latin carmen when addressing Sophanus's verses in poem 22. This style really highly contrasted the style used by the Noi Poetae. These new poets, Catullus included, believed in very precise and purposeful wording and dealt with very casual subject matter, things that were very near and dear to them, things that they were experiencing in their lives. They also thought that those of the Indian tradition wrote without critical restraint and equated this wordiness in their style to mediocrity. Now, this obsession with word clarity is easily seen in a lot of Catullus's poems, especially poem 1, where he dedicates his charming little book, Lepidum Nom Libellum, of poetry to Cornelius Nepos, a famed Roman historian who was actually able to edit down all of Roman history into 3 volumes of texts, which is a daring feat. Now, the phrase Lepidum Nom Libellum also touches on many aspects that Catullus believes are important pillars of poetry. For example, Catullus obsesses with this charming and elegant quality in writing, and as a Noi Poetae, he sees this quality as existing in very proper word choice and simplicity, not just subject matter or high-flown language. Sophanus, on the other hand, is really delighted by this wordy nature. Catullus actually says in poem 22 that he has written more lines than any other poet. Catullus adds emphasis to this thought in line 4, which holds 5 elisions. Now, in elision, a lot of syllables are cut out by the slurring of the words. For example, puto esse becomes putessa, and this allows Catullus to use more words in a line. The extreme amount of elisions actually enables him to shove an extreme amount of words into the line in order to imitate the wordy nature of Sophanus. Now, this line is actually even about the amount of words that Sophanus has written, which is pretty cool. It's saying, I think there to be 10,000 or more written out in full. But it actually also seems like Catullus is showing off the very witty and precise word choice of the Noi Poetae at the same time, because he is able to fit all of these words in this line and still keep with the meter, and he's using a very complex meter. Although Catullus holds a lot of contempt for this style, for example, he does, say that Sophanus's poetry is so bad that it is like a country hick had written it. But Sophanus really values his work really highly, and he publishes his poetry without revision in deluxe editions using really expensive materials. Now, most poets of the time didn't do this. They used recycled papyrus when composing so that they could later return and revise their verses. And Catullus plays off these two contrasting techniques and seems to say that it isn't the appearance of the length of the text, because it could look really disheveled and weird if it's in the process of being written, but it's really the text itself that really matters. And writing on recycled paper with the intent to revise shows more talent, Catullus is saying, than Sophanus' tendencies, because it demonstrates that the poet really knows how to edit in order to enhance the meaning of his poetry. Now, alright, Catullus is really mocking Sophanus in this poem, and we might think that, oh, this is just his characteristic teasing, because he really does do this a lot in his poetry. He accuses his friends of terrible things, but this really isn't the case. Poem 22 is a literary criticism, as stated before. Even though Catullus is mocking Sophanus, this mocking is actually relatively serious. For instead of accusing Sophanus of some awful offense, he is only concerned with his poetry. Although Catullus does equate Sophanus to things like a goat milker, he mostly is complimenting the man when it doesn't come to his poetry, he says that he's charming and well-spoken and urbane. The Latin for this is venustus dicax and urbanus. And these are words that the new poets held in really high regard. Now, all right, some might say that he's using these words to be very sarcastic and just to add insult to injury, really. But I think that Catullus actually believes these things and instead is using this phrasing to show just how great the disparity is between Sophanus's poetry and the other aspects of his life. In other words, he is as charming and as witty as a new poet, except when it comes to his poetry. He even says in the poem that he is charming in all ways until he touches poetry, and elides the words for touch and poetry, poemata and atigit, so it becomes poemata tigit, to emphasize this. He uses Sophanus's flaw, really, in the end, to add moral to it. And this is where the fable comes in. Catullus states that we really are all deceived in the same way as Sophanus, because he does really value his work highly, even though he's really not good at writing it, at least in Catullus's opinion. But Catullus also asks if there's anyone that doesn't show a little bit of this poet's flaw. And this moralizing that Catullus is doing isn't seen in any of his other poems. We really don't know why he does this, but I think that Catullus might be doing this because although he is a novi poetae and in this crowd that disapproves of Sophanus's archaic style, he seems to be acknowledging that there are poets from the Aeneian school of poetry that feel exactly the same way about the new style that Catullus uses. So Catullus seems to be, instead of just pointing out the flaws in Sophanus's work and the work of many other unnamed poets, actually is making a statement about the aesthetics as a whole when it comes to viewing and understanding poetry. This is my translation of poem 22, if you would like to take a listen. That Sophanus Varus, which you know so well, is a charming and well-spoken and urbane man, and also makes the most verses by far. I think there to be 10,000 or more written out in full, not written on recycled papyrus, as is usually done, but on royal papyrus, new scrolls, new bosses, red sheepskin straps, all aligned with lead and smoothed by pumice. When you read these, this charming and urbane Sophanus seems like a goat milker or a ditch digger by comparison. He is so inconsistent and changes so much. What is going on? He who just now seemed a comedian, or anything even more clever, is more boorish than a boorish country hick as soon as he touches poetry. But this same man is never equally as happy as when he writes poetry. He is so pleased and amazed at himself. No doubt we are all deceived in the same way, nor is there anyone who does not hold the same quality as Sophanus, and each has been assigned his own fault. But we cannot see the knapsack which is on our backs.
Sophanus iste, vere, quem probe nosti homes venustus et dicax et urbanus. Idem quae longe plurimos facit versus, putesse gile, miliaut decaut plura, prescripta, nec sic ut fit in palipsesto relata, cartae regiae, novi libri, no umbilici, lora rumbra membranae, directa plumbet pume camnae quata, haec cum legas tu, bellos illet urbanus Sophanus, unus capri mulgus et fosser versus videtur, tanta porat ac mutat, hoc quid putemus esse, qui modo scura aut si quid hac rescitias videbator, idem faci est in facetior rure, simo poematae tigit, nec quidam umquam, aequest beatus ac poema cum scribat, tam gaudet in se tamque sipse merator. Nimeridam omnes valemur, nec quest quisquam, quem non in aliquare videre Sophanum possis, suis quae tributus est error, sed non videmus mandicae quod intergest.